5 minutes after 11 o'clock. Every other week, we're joined by nutritional consultant Pam Colleen down in London, Ontario. Hello, Pam.
Hey, Tom. How are you today?
I am excellent. Nice and cold out.
Oh, boy, is it ever.
You know what, though? This is what makes us Canadian.
That's right.
No complaining. This is what we signed up for.
Oh, they're putting all sorts of warnings out there, Tom. I didn't hear that 20 years ago when it was this cold.
Well, maybe we got smarter, though. I talked to Environment Canada, and he explained the wind chill to me. Uh-huh. And he said because it robs your body so much quicker when it's windy, that's why frostbite, you have to make sure that you don't have exposed skin. So we're a little smarter about it, but still, wear a hat and coat and, you know, make sure your hat and gloves, and you'll probably be fine.
Absolutely. We're smart Canadians, right?
Yeah, exactly. You, a little while ago, and I don't know, was it just last week? You interviewed Terry Walls, which, mm-hmm. you know, you sent me this link, and of course, I doubt everything I look at. I'm like, yeah, all right, let's see what this is about. Terry Walls is a fascinating story. How did you come across her?
Well, just basically online, people were sending me her testimonial in TED TV. I don't know if any of your listeners are familiar with TED TV or TED Talks, but she did about a 20-minute testimonial of her story as a medical doctor who cured herself of MS using essentially traditional foods. And it's a very, if you just go to her website, which is just her name, terrywalls.com, the forefront of her website is a photo of her in 2007 when she was debilitated with MS. And then a year later, here she is riding a mountain bike and just in glorious health. And she talks about her story in the early 2000s, how she was diagnosed with MS and it progressively kept getting worse, you know, and then she started questioning nutrition and she started going into the research and she started realizing that a lot of her problems were essentially from a nutritional level. So it's been a lifelong quest now for her for the last 10 or 12 years, I guess. And now what she's decided to do because of her success story, her website is full of resources for people with MS so that they can learn about returning to eating a traditional foods diet and help conquer their MS. And so I don't know if you had the time, Tom, to go in and look at some of these videos or read some of the testimonials of people with MS who have followed her protocol and gotten well from MS. So it's just an incredible story, but because some people would just think it's just too miraculous, that it's just too much to believe, there's evidence on her website. And secondarily, what she's doing is she's actually pursuing it medically in the research field. She's going to do research to prove that the dietary changes can indeed at least reduce the symptoms of MS, but possibly even cure MS, like it has happened in her case.
Now, and what gives her credence is the fact that she is a professor of medicine.
That's right.
She's a doctor. I mean, when you think about, all right, who's it? Terry Walls, you cured yourself. But I mean, she understands, but as she says, I had to relearn everything that I thought was true. She's a clinical professor of medicine at the University of Iowa. So, I mean, she's not just some person out there has put together this website. You know, she's not, I don't mean to throw him under the bus, like Kevin Trudeau or something like that. You know, he's not a doctor. He just published a book and made all these claims. She's a doctor. And then she describes what she went through and how it was getting worse for her and how she was eventually began using a tilt-reclined wheelchair because of weakness in her back muscles. And then she says, eventually I would become bedridden by my disease, and I just wanted to forestall that fate as long as possible. And so then she began research, and next thing you know, she's out of her wheelchair, and she did a bike tour, and she seems, as she said, well, all I wanted to do was delay the inevitable. You know, that's it. I wanted to just delay the inevitable, and she seems to have maybe not totally cured it, but at least reversed a lot of her symptoms.
Right. So we had her on with Andy Udman, and he said, well, how many hours of nutrition are taught in medical school? And she said, for the entire time that doctors are in medical school, they only study nutrition for 20 hours. And at that, of course, the nutritional information they're being taught is incorrect because they're teaching this high-carb, low-fat diet. So we have a very serious problem on our hands when the doctors don't really even understand at a cellular level how do we, you know, nourish the body. And so that's what she's been doing. One of her books that she's written is called Minding Your Mitochondria. She's looking at the health of the cell. If you look at the myelin, which is involved in MS, of course, one of the nutrients that is key for keeping the myelin healthy is cholesterol. So it's amazing what happens when you get people with MS to increase their consumption of cholesterol in the diet, because it's so incredibly supportive of the myelin.
What kind of traction has she been able to get? I imagine there's a lot of skeptics and doubters, not only, within the MS community, but out there as well. There's always going to be skeptics and doubters, you know, but within the MS community, because, you know, we've had this ongoing controversy about the Zamboni procedure.
Right, we talked about that, actually, and that's a duct tape approach, and I'm happy that some people are getting well using it. That's fantastic that it can actually help some people in their recovery, but it's not getting to the root cause of the issue. So if you remove the plaque, yes, you might get, you know, some results. Not everybody's getting helped by that procedure,
no,
by the way, but
yeah.
But it's great when some people are. But we have to ask ourselves 10, 20, 30 years from now, how are they going to be health-wise if they haven't fixed the crux of the problem, which is nutrition? So, and she blatantly basically said that in the interview as well. But what was really very powerful about our interview was a woman called in during the show, Tom, and she was almost in tears crying. You could just hear her voice. It was shaking. She's like, I can't believe this. This is incredible. This is such great news. And she just wanted to jump through the phone and give Terry a big hug. I don't know if she had MS or she had somebody in her life who had MS. Really, they're left with such little hope. All you do is watch these people, unfortunately, just keep degenerating year after year after year. And in Terry's case, of course, she just keeps getting stronger and stronger and stronger. I think she does 18-mile bike rides today. And most of the people I know couldn't even do that.
So what did she do? I mean, we talked about nutrition, but what was her diet and what does she do as well? So what, you know, what's her diet? What does she focus on? I know you said, you know, you introduced cholesterol, but is she following a diet plan?
What she has a protocol that she promotes. Basically, she found out about the paleo diet. Paleo diet is basically returning to your ancestral diet in one sense of the word. But a paleo diet, they remove grains and dairy as well. And that's fine if people want to go that route. I go a different route simply because my ancestors did very well eating lacto-fermented grain, so the grain would have been soaked and fermented, right? So there would have been some pre-digestion going on. And then secondarily, my ancestors would have consumed farm-fresh raw dairy, and they were very, very healthy for it. So what happens to people with impaired digestion is sometimes they can't handle dairy, especially the commercial dairy, because it's been pasteurized, nuclearized, and killerized, and it's very hard on the digestive system. So when people remove the commercial dairy, sometimes they do dramatically better. And then if you remove the grain from that you find commercially, of course, this grain is not pre-digested. It's not had the care and attention it needs in order to make it so that it is digestible. Our ancestors had the wisdom to know that you have to soak grain outside of the stomach first before you ingest it, because otherwise it is very hard on the digestive system. And if it's hard on the digestive system, it's going to be hard on other systems in the body, including your immune system. So some people can and do very well removing commercial dairy and commercial grain from their diet. And that's essentially what she did. Now, I take it to a whole other level because I do these things. You know, my clients get the farm fresh raw milk, and they know to pre-digest grain before they consume it. So they can eat these foods in the diet, but not everybody knows about these issues with regards to dairy and grain. But eventually, as they start off following the paleo diet, then they gradually find out about the traditional foods and what it means in terms of grain and dairy.
Pam Colleen is our guest. We're talking about Dr. Terry Walls and her innovative approach to MS. We've talked about MS on this program before, mostly involving the Zamboni procedure, but Dr. Terry Walls has an approach, and it's centered around, although not exclusive to, nutrition, but there's some other things, but it's not you know, there's no magic formula here. It's not as if there's something, oh yeah, and you also have to have the surgery. No, I mean, there's some exercise, there's some electrical stimulation. She talks about meditation, but, you know, she really bases a lot of it around, as Pam said, a hunter-gatherer or paleo diet. And even though, Pam, you differ a bit from her, it's not all that far off from
what you prescribe. No, it really isn't, because she's saying eat grass-fed beef, getting people to return to eating pastured chicken and eggs and all of these traditional foods that so many of us have been scared off of. But she's also encouraging us to buy a more a healthier version of these protein foods.
Pam Killeen is our guest. We'll take a quick break. Back with more on Dr. Terry Walls, but also using a primitive hunter-gatherer or paleo diet or a modified version thereof and what it means to you. 905-688-2582, 1-877-610-2582, #610 on the Bell Mobility Network if you have any questions. Already had one person. Yeah, can you repeat the name of the woman? Dr. Terry Walls. Dr. Terry Walls. W-A-H-L-S. Terry Walls, who has had tremendous success with her MS through nutrition. This is 610 CKTV. 20 minutes after 11 o'clock, Terry Walls is a doctor, a medical professor at the University of Iowa, who was suffering from multiple sclerosis. And in an effort to try to slow the progress of the disease, changed her diet to a primitive form of diet, paleo diet, as it's called, and saw remarkable results. Pam Killeen is a nutritional consultant who joins us every couple of weeks. Pam, explain exactly a paleo diet. What would be foods that you typically eat, for instance? What would be a typical breakfast, typical lunch, typical dinner on a paleo diet if you're taking out commercial dairy and a lot of grain products? What would you then have?
Well, in her case, my diet is just a touch different, but the premise is still very similar. So, but in her diet, it would be eating a piece of, say, grass-fed beef with some greens. She emphasizes a lot of leafy greens in the diet. I recommend cooking these greens simply because cellulose is very, very hard on the digestive tract. So potentially things like collard greens or kale or even broccoli or spinach. Those are the medicinal foods, but you really should be cooking them.
Okay.
The activators that are in things like butter, the fat-soluble activators, if you add a dollop of butter on these foods, that will help you absorb the minerals in these foods as well. I think she's pretty anti-dairy, like a lot of paleo people are, and I understand the historical references that they turn to, but one can't deny that for the last 10,000 years, we've had enough time to adapt to dairy, but the dairy that we adapted to, which are much better quality dairy, 100 years ago, for example, when we had access to pasture-raised cows, that was a much better quality dairy than the dairy we're getting in our grocery stores today. So I don't blame her for being anti-dairy from that perspective. But the dairy, like things like butter, are loaded with these fat-soluble activators and cholesterol, which are very, very important for so many different things in the body. And I think that eating grass-fed meat, you're going to get some of these nutrients as well. But adding a little extra butter in your meal, of course, is just going to give you that much more medicine.
Now, you interviewed her just a little while ago, but have you been able to talk directly with anyone else who's had MS who's followed this diet?
You know, I don't think I've met anybody personally. Over the years, when I meet people just haphazardly and they tell me they have MS, I automatically tell them to increase their butter consumption and to take cod liver oil, and they usually report back to me that they're feeling better. Whether they go the extra mile and actually my program or whatever, that's a whole other story, but I think the problem with MS, as so many conditions out there today, is that they believe it's a life sentence. So like so many people in society today think that illness, whether it's mental illness or physical illness, that they think it's somehow normal. And I think for us to break through the barrier and help these people get well, I think they have to realize that what they're feeling is not normal and that it is curable if you give the body the correct fuel. And unfortunately, they're just not getting that message from the media, from our universities, from the government. And so, you know, those are pretty powerful forces, Tom. So I think that it's going to take one person at a time to seek out what it is about diet that influences our health, because our ancestors certainly knew how to be healthy. They had the wisdom of their ancestors to teach them that things like red meat, eggs, butter. These are very healing essential foods in our diet. But today we're getting the opposite message, that we should be removing these foods from our diet. And it's because we've been listening to the dietary dictocrats. This is why we're seeing so much illness in society today. So we have to go back to basic principles.
And she's a medical professor at the University of Iowa. And the University of Iowa, obviously, you know, it's a scientist and they're skeptical and you have to show it to them. But the University of Iowa has been pretty accepting. They're like, yeah, you know what? We want to look into this. We think there's something there. So, I mean, at least among her colleagues, they're like, you can't dismiss it out of hand. Is like, well, it's one person and maybe it was a miracle. Maybe you had something close to MS, but it wasn't MS. Maybe it was temporary. Maybe it was a virus. But they are saying, you know what, we're seeing something as well.
Well, they have to, because if they're not sick, then their spouses are sick, somebody else in their family is sick, their nieces, their nephews, somebody in their family is sick, and they're spinning their wheels, and they're seeing that whatever we are turning to right now in our toolboxes is simply not enough, that it's not adequate, it's not helping improve our health or our statistics, and because of that, of course, we're seeing our healthcare system here in Ontario could potentially bankrupt our province. So, Tom, I think basically the writing is on the wall that the universities, the government, the media have to embrace the fact that we've been given the wrong nutritional information now for the last 30, 40, 50 years, and that we have to go back to returning to our ancestral diet. And see, Dr. Walls, of course, she agreed with you, me, Andy. She's saying just stay away from those foods in the middle aisles. But that's a really big part of the problem right there.
And, of course, Canada has one of the highest rates of multiple sclerosis in the world. You know, whether or not, and the researchers have related it to the amount of sunshine we get, that we don't produce enough vitamin D. I mean, you talk about, you know, cod liver oil as a natural supplement. I mean, vitamin D, we can increase it maybe through diet, but there's only so much salmon I can eat. So maybe, you know, and we can't because of the sunlight today. I mean, the sun's too low for our skin to produce vitamin D, but maybe, I mean, that's why Canada, has to look at this and think, what if there's something there? Because of the high prevalence of multiple sclerosis in this country. I mean, we're the highest in the world other than Finland, I think. So this is a significant health problem that we have to not just accept in terms of, well, what can we do? But maybe there's a way we can, certainly, if not cure it, at least lessen the effects and delay the onset of it.
I think we just lost her.
I think she just agreed with everything I said. I just blew her mind. And that was it. I didn't touch a button. What happened?
It's time to get to the news anyway.
All right. Quick break in the program. Well, fascinating story, isn't it? You know, here's a woman. And I mean, you're like, oh, yeah, you cured it. She's a doctor. And those photographs that she takes, and it's like, yeah, on October 1st, 2007, here I was in a wheelchair. October 1st, 2008, I'm riding a bike. It's an amazing little story. Her name is Dr. Terry Walls. And you can go to her website, terrywalls.com. Pam Colleen, how are you?
I'm back. I don't know what happened there, Tom. Maybe the weather's too cold.
I was going to say, you finally agreed with everything I said and you had nothing more to add. That was it. You're done. All right. So if people want more information from your website, I know you have a lot of great articles and information there. What's your website?
It's just my name, PamKilleen.com. So that's K-I-L-L-E-N. And tomorrow night here in London, Ontario at 6:30 at the Central Library, I'm teaching a class called Solving Adrenal Burnout. So I'm going to be talking about the role of the adrenal glands, mineral balance, you know, nutrition, and so on not just the physical body, but on the mental body.
Okay. Let me quickly ask, adrenal burnout, who would suffer from adrenal burnout? What does that mean? Who has adrenal burnout?
It's an epidemic, Tom. I don't know anybody who hasn't got some sort of compromised problem with their adrenal glands today. If people wake up feeling like they haven't had a good night's sleep the night before, that's a key sign that the adrenals aren't working properly. Fatigue, depression, anxiety, addiction. I could go on and on and on. It's a huge, huge problem today, and it's really the root core. It's really the core issue. When anybody gets sick, we have to look to the adrenal glands to get them back functioning properly, so that people can indeed return to running on all eight cylinders. So this is my first class that I'm teaching in London with this subject, Solving Adrenal Burnout. I haven't taught this class in London as yet, so I'm very excited.
Pam, you know what I think the problem was? We went off the air. I think we lost power. That's why you went off. Apparently. Anyway, don't worry. PamKilleen.com and TerryWalls.com. TerryWahls. If you want more information, just send me a note. I'll send you the link to her. Pam, always a pleasure. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Stay warm.
I will. Thanks so much, Tom.
Take care.
Bye.
29 minutes after 11 o'clock. This is News Talk 610 CKTV.